The world is learning more about Elijah McClain, the 23-year-old African-American man, a massage therapist and musician who played the violin for animals in shelters. Was on his way home from a convenience store in Aurora, Colorado, where he had bought some tea when he was surrounded by squad cars and police officers. The McClain family lawyer described on CNN what can be heard on the officers' body cams.
He's begging, he's pleading, he's saying, I'm a peaceful person, I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat meat, I don't even kill flies, I don't have a gun, I don't fight, my name's Elijah McClain. And of course, the one we've heard so often, I can't breathe.
Elijah McClain died not long after. That was last August 24th. Only now is the state of Colorado making a full investigation into his death. Mike Hoffman, a former Republican congressman, is mayor of Aurora and joins us now. Mayor Hoffman, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Preliminary investigation found no wrongdoing either by the officers who used what's been called a carotid hold, or paramedics who injected him with ketamine, they say, to calm Elijah McClain. You took office in December and said the first thing you wanted to do was take another look. This is June. Why has it taken this long?
Well, it wasn't taken. It was to put the issue at the front in terms of public policy, and we have. And so our community has been dealing with this situation for the last 10 months, where I think the nation has just woken up to the issue now, to the circumstances surrounding the tragic circumstances surrounding his death. So we have moved forward with a number of reforms to ensure that, as best we can, that the situation never happens again. We continue to move forward with reforms. I think we have started an independent investigation, and that started at the beginning of the year, I think. But when the issue became more visible to the country, I think we re-examined that, because the decision was made by the city manager, or city manager form of government, and that there was a question about whether or not there was too much bias, quite frankly, towards law enforcement by the individual doing the independent investigation. So we will be voting on July 6th on a new team or individual to do an independent investigation to resume that again. And the governor has called for the attorney general to also work with us in terms of doing an independent investigation.
This is Governor Pulte. Do you have questions about the autopsy and that the fact that allegedly all the body cameras fell off the officers?
Well, I think we certainly looked at the issue in how to use a better system to those body cams fell off, but you can hear the audio.
Did they fall off? I mean, do you have any suspicions about that? Yeah, because you can hear at one point one of the officers says, "Don't show your camera there," right?
That's going to be subject to the investigation, and so I'm not going to try and predict the outcome of that. But we want to bring closure to the issue for our own community, for the country, and so I think it's important to have an independent investigation with credibility, but I think you can clearly track everything that's going on. The autopsy was inconclusive. There were three intervening factors. The pre-existing conditions of Elijah McClain as a pretty fragile individual physically, the stress.
Fragile, but he also sounds like delightful.
I'm sorry?
Well, we were running out of time, but he sounds like a singularly delightful and non-threatening human being.
He was, and it was, in my view, preventable. And that's one of the things we've looked at in our policies and procedures, and how we respond to, that we don't need to respond to all suspicious calls or calls for suspicious behaviors. And so it's that is something that, you know, we've learned from this tragic incident.
Mayor Mike Hoffman of Aurora, Colorado, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.